This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. St. Louis has seen its first snowfall and string of freezing temperatures of the winter season. What makes this year's weather conditions a source of worry, however, is the continuing struggle that hundreds of residents face as they work to recover from the EF3 tornado that hit parts of St. Louis on May 16th. Many people are only now seeing new roofs, walls, and siding go up as precipitation and temperatures continue to drop. And the situation highlights a very specific set of frustrations that tornado victims are experiencing, namely trouble collecting from their insurance policies. For many households, the wait has been long and arduous. What have people done in that time? Hamilton Heights resident Reggae Singleton posed a very succinct thing.
What degradation in your home are you willing to just live with because you either don't have the resources to fix it or it's just not easy to do in this moment?
Joining me is Kayvon Mansouri, STLPR's economic development reporter. He, along with STLPR reporter Andrea Henderson, spoke with tornado victims who are still waiting to collect on their insurance policies and are hoping to hold those insurance companies accountable. Kayvon, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here.
So let's set the stage a little bit first, Kayvon. We all understand what homeowner insurance is meant to do, you know, why it's important to have. It's for unexpected mishaps like backed up pipes or a fallen light pole. But it's also, of course, for weather-related events like a tornado or flooding. And insurance is meant to cover us because things happen. But what we've heard from tornado victims is that they're finding out the hard way that there are degrees to insurance and that they've been underinsured. What does underinsured actually mean, Kayvon?
It basically means that your policy is not going to cover the amount of damage that's been done to your house. So if you have a claim when, say your roof was tore off and you are only paying a certain amount into your policy, when you go to talk to your insurance company, they may say that, you know, your claim won't be covered fully because your policy wouldn't pay for something. And that's something that a lot of residents in North City are running into. I think one of the first things we heard after in the aftermath tornado is that, you know, there's so many people who are uninsured, but there are a lot of people who had insurance. We've heard from people that their insurance doesn't actually cover that.
Did folks not realize then that their homes weren't covered for tornadoes, or is there something more to it than that, Kayvon?
Yeah, basically, when this started, I had gone to a ward meeting, Alderwoman Shamim Clark Hubbard's ward meeting is several months ago, and it was basically probably about 24 people who were talking about these insurance problems and how they, maybe weren't covered for tornadoes. Their insurance, they were underinsured. Some people felt like they were insured well enough, and they were really struggling with their homes. And of course, that's where our story kind of focused on people who did have insurance that feel like they weren't being covered. So, it's kind of a mixed bag of issues that are happening here.
Mm-hmm. And being underinsured, then how does that hold up homeowners when it comes to repairing their homes or collecting on their policies?
Well, I mean, it can really make a huge difference depending on the damage that you have. I mean, you may be trying to restore a home that is worth way more than it was insured for. We have these homes in North City that the damage that's been done to them is, you know, it would take hundreds of thousands of dollars for it to return as is. But the people who are, the insurance policies that are covering it, maybe were undervalued, or maybe, you know, they never got the advice to pay for a little bit more. So what they're going to come back with is a very different version of the home they once had. And, you know, if you've been to North City, these are old brick homes, historical homes, many of them 100 years old plus. And that sort of work takes a lot more than you would typically would expect. Well, I don't know if you would expect that differently, but it's a very expensive process to fix these old sort of brick and mortar homes.
Mm-hmm. We'd like to invite you to join the conversation. Have you had to fight with your insurance company after a natural disaster? Are you currently struggling to get payment to repair your property after the May 16th tornado 6 months ago? Give us a call at 314-382-8255. That's 314-382-TALK. You can also email us at talk@stlpr.org. Speaking of personal experiences, a couple weeks ago, we invited Gloria Nolan and her teenage daughter, Dylan, to St. Louis on the Air to reflect on their experiences 6 months after the May 16th tornado. And Gloria shared that she and her family, their experience with itemizing their belongings for their insurance company stood out.
The insurance company wants to know what was in the junk drawer in the kitchen. Was that valuable to you? Do you want to have it replaced? And I think we had upwards of maybe 45 to 50% of our items in our home lost. And so we had to go room by room. We did have, there was a company that came in and did some packing for us. So they were able to put some things in storage for us. But other rooms like Dylan's room, our bedroom, the basement, things got totally destroyed and we weren't able to get those things itemized. So we had to do it from memory. Mm-hmm. And I will say to anyone, take pictures of your stuff. Take your camera out. Take snapshots, take video, inventory your stuff. And if it's important stuff, if it's expensive stuff, you might want to work with your insurance company to make sure that those are itemized in a different way so that they can really give you back the value of it because they have limits that they will recover.
And that was Gloria Nolan. Her family's and her tenant's home were severely damaged by the EF3 tornado on May 16th. Kayvon, when you spoke with tornado victims who are navigating their insurance policies and trying to issue claims to repair their homes, what did they have to say about the process or the back and forth with their insurance companies?
Yeah, I mean, I would describe a lot of the feedback we got with, as exasperation. It's a long process for many. There's a lot of paperwork. There's, you know, calling your insurance companies, trying to get them on the phone is a real challenge, especially because there's just, to the insurance companies, to their side, there's a lot of damage, a lot of policy claims probably being made. But, you know, we'll talk more about one of the families I talked to, but they said that they've gone through, six or seven adjusters with their company, which the adjusters come out and sort of like, you know, take a look at the property and see, you know, what they're going to pay out or how much money is going to be given. But, you know, it's just a long process. I started talking with one family. I want to say, when I started this job, it was like a week into this job, I met them at that ward meeting. And, you know, that was like the beginning of the saga. They started on obviously May 16th. And I talked to them just last week and they're still, they're still, their second floor is still unfinished and they're having all these problems. And that's what Andre and I both heard from many of the people we talked to. Some people rebuilding is going well. Others, they're having a really hard time getting enough money paid out to actually get this work finished or even going in some cases.
Did you and Andrea Kayvon, did you notice a trend as far as which insurance company folks are having the most trouble with? Or is it across the board, just kind of a mess?
I would say, the two that we heard a lot about were State Farm and Allstate. I'm sure there are more. Those are the two that we sort of heard about in the individuals that we talked to. We reached out to State Farm and Allstate. State Farm did get back to us And they said they're committed to, you know, making things right and paying what they owe to their customers. They even told me that they hope to have some more information coming up in the future about how, you know, how things are going with that sort of thing. But those were the two companies that came up the most. You know, if you kind of peruse social media, you know, around Tornado, something I did sort of during the story just to see, you know, see what was out there. A lot of the complaints are levied towards those companies. And in fact, after we published the story, a lot of the comments in the story were sort of, you know, pointing the finger a little bit there as well. So that's, you know, that's probably the two that I would say stand out. I think there are probably a lot more. You know, I think it's fair to say that insurance can be a bit of a struggle.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's hard to tell. There's not great data here. That's the real challenge. There's not, you know, there's few ways that we can gauge this through, you know, publicly available information.
Mm-hmm. Kevon, one of the couples that you spoke with was Emma and Rachu Stroud, and they are residents of the Academy neighborhood in North St. Louis. Their 120-year-old home sustained a blown-off roof and water damage from rainfall during and soon after the tornado on May 16th. Emma said that they thought they did everything they were supposed to do. What was that?
Yeah, I mean, they had paid into their policy for years. They had a $500,000 policy on their 120-year-old two-story home. They ran a nice community music center out of it. They first tried to get, you know, a roof on. They struggled with that, so they had to pool some money together to get a roof on. And that was after about, I want to say, 2 months of waiting and having a tarp. But in that time, so rain sort of just poured into their house. And Emma and Ratu felt really wrong. They felt like, we've paid this policy for a long time. I think Emma said she had been a State Farm customer for many, many years. And she just felt like, you know, why is it so difficult to get a payout for what we feel is owed and in the wake of this tornado?
Mm-hmm. And it was not just about their own home. It was also about their community, right?
Yeah, I mean, Emma, you know, Miss Emma told me that she would go out to her, you know, her water aerobics class and talk to people. And every day she went out, she would get their number because she was hearing the same thing over and over again. You know, our home was so badly damaged, and that we're really struggling to get the payout we think we deserve from our insurance company. And she just felt like it was this situation where, you know, she's hearing the story over and over again. She's hearing her story over and over again. And she felt that's really wrong. You know, obviously, you know, North City was really badly hit here. We're talking about a devastated, changed neighborhood, probably forever changed. And what Emma and Ratu told me is they feel like that, you know, if the people who did have insurance and if the insurance companies don't show up for them, this neighborhood doesn't have a chance to come back anywhere near what they thought it would be.
Our colleague, STLPR reporter Andrea Henderson, she spoke with a Sherman Park resident named Stacy Nash about her experience with her home insurance company. Andrea first met Stacy at a community meeting with St. Louis's NAACP leadership and the Missouri Department of Commerce and Insurance. Stacy was in temporary housing in Midtown when Andrea caught up with her, and Stacy explained how she learned the hard way that she was not as covered by insurance as she had thought.
I paid $360 monthly for home insurance alone. You would have thought I had a top-tier replacement value. I did not. I met an insurance person who I made an appointment with, and she ran the numbers for me. $50 more, $400. I would have had a top-tier replacement value insurance policy.
And nobody ever told you that?
No one. So I gave her the information, and she sent that information to that insurance commission board.
Now, Kevon, how common is what Stacy Nash shared with Andrea Henderson? How common is that experience?
Pretty common, from what I can tell. I actually interviewed a few people, project managers and private adjusters, who basically, they come out in these situations to sort of help storm recovery, construction. And what they're hearing a lot is that people just weren't, you know, they weren't advised or they weren't paying quite enough to have these projects fully covered. And, you know, they feel shocked when they hear that they're not going to be able to, you know, come back, as I was talking about earlier, come back the way that they expected to. Basically, you know, it's a big, I would say probably more than, you know, a situation like Emma and Ratu, where they have a pretty great policy. It's more often that the policy is not going to, you know, come up to what's expected with these repairs. It's a under insurance issue more than anything.
Mm-hmm.
And people feel, you know, I think a little, you know, misled, maybe. I think that's what I've heard, is that people feel like, you know, why wasn't someone telling me that, like, if my, you know, like, I would need to pay more. And, you know, I interviewed this guy, Gary Wings. He's a project manager, and he basically said, you know, their people are shocked and they feel like they're villains, you know, the minute they file a policy claim. I think how he said is, the anniversary cards and the birthday cards and the good feelings stop, and it's suddenly this kind of battle you're in to get what you feel like you're owed. And in some cases, in the reality of the situation, the insurance company, based on your policy, does not owe you the amount that you would hope they do.
Mm-hmm.
Just going way back to that first ward meeting I went to, a big part of it was it's sort of educating people on insurance and how it works. And I feel like it's a really complicated system.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's very, yeah.
Yeah, definitely need to be following this story. Kayvon, thank you so much for talking with us today. Kayvon Mansouri is STLPR's economic development reporter.
This episode was produced by Maya Norfleet.
Our audio engineer is Aaron Doerr. This podcast was mixed and edited by Aaron.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thank you.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.